Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Hot, dry, windy weather is forecast for the area of the 38,000-acre Munson Creek wildfire near the end of Chena Hot Springs Road east of Fairbanks. A State Division of Forestry post says the forecast is for near red flag conditions this afternoon, with high temperatures near 80 degrees and southwest winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour gusting to 25 miles per hour. Firefighters are waiting to see how the fire responds. A primary area of concern remains a patch of unburned vegetation south of Monument Creek. That's about a mile east of Chena Hot Springs Resort. An evacuation order from mile 48 to mile 56 at Chena Hot Springs remains in effect as a precaution in light of today's forecast winds. A Tok man was killed in an ATV accident. Alaska State Troopers report that 41-year-old Raymond Elsner was riding on an ATV path paralleling a road just outside Tok and crashed near an intersection. Troopers say they were notified about the accident after 3 a.m. yesterday and that responding troopers and EMS personnel found Elsner dead. They say yaw marks indicate Elsner was swerving for about 200 feet before losing control and flipping the ATV. Elsner was not wearing a helmet, and alcohol is believed to have been a factor in the crash. There's more information about a Sunday small plane crash off the Elliott Highway. Alaska State Troopers say the pilot they identify as 23-year-old Mitchell Warner of Kodiak was the only one on board the Cessna 170B when it went down about 9 miles northwest of milepost 131 of the Elliott. A trooper helicopter flew to the site after getting a report of the plane crash around 1:30 p.m. Sunday and picked up Warner and brought him to Fairbanks. They say Warner declined medical treatment. A trooper spokesperson says the Cessna sustained substantial damage in the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into the cause of the accident. I'm Dan Bross.